consumer advocates with the Foundation for Taxpayer and Consumer Rights, which is a nonpartisan and nonprofit consumer group based in California, but works throughout the United States on health care and other consumer issues. Make some brief remarks. As you all know, we have spent the last 4 days traveling from parts of California, about a dozen cities throughout the state of California, Oregon, and the state of Washington, picking up passengers, including seniors and retirees and small business owners and patients from every background. The one thing they do have in common is that they are facing deep out-of-pocket costs for their prescription drugs. And sometimes we know in the United States it can get as bad that the seniors, one out of four, in fact, must often choose between paying for the prescriptions and paying for other staples like food and rent. It's not uncommon for seniors to get their medications and have to cut them in half in order to make a medication last or for the duration or skip meals, et cetera. We'll have a couple of the folks speak today, but if you're interested in to read more about their stories and about the perspectives of the American healthcare system, our website, consumerwatchdog.org, provides a profiles of the writers. I want to say to the Canadian public directly, you should hopefully realize how lucky you are in terms of access to lower-cost medications and healthcare in general, but don't let that just be the limit. We want you to be the leaders in terms of improving healthcare, and don't make our mistakes. Moves to privatize healthcare and allow pharmaceutical companies and HMOs and health insurers to set policies and set rates based on whatever their profit motives are versus what are the good of the patients is really bankrupting the healthcare system in the U.S. A couple quick statistics about the trip and about what we saved. The riders in the Arcs Express who purchased prescription drugs saved an average of 58.9% on their prescriptions, and these are the exact same medications that the seniors and others purchased in the United States. On average, if that savings was applied for an entire year, the riders would save an average of $2,000 a year for their medications. Not only does that help them provide the medications they need, but it will also, if we imported the policy of negotiated rates into the United States, we could help stabilize the healthcare system and have more money to provide more access to healthcare. Canadians know, but the rest of the United States should know, is that Canadians get a good rate for healthcare and the prescription drugs because rates are negotiated on behalf of all patients, utilizing the sort of a bulk purchasing or a negotiated discount model. In the United States, pharma companies are allowed to charge whatever they want, and in fact, in a recent Medicare law, the Medicare program was specifically banned from negotiating discounts for prescription drugs, which is absolutely absurd and a true giveaway to pharmaceutical companies who made major campaign contributions in order to benefit themselves from the pharmaceutical legislation, and they very well may be the only ones that have benefited. We invited President Bush and Senator Kerry to join us. They have not, or we're still waiting for them potentially to pull up outside to come in and hear from patients, and they may, or they may on the next trip, because the issue of health care and prescription drugs is a defining element in the current presidential election, and the bar that we're setting for those candidates is for everyone to endorse a program that would negotiate prescription drug rates on behalf of all patients in the U.S. regardless of age. This is a market-savvy strategy that is absolutely consistent with capitalism and negotiating deep rates. This is the consumers working together to get the best price. And the only reason not to do it is a political reason, and that's because the pharmaceutical companies would rather charge whatever they want. And I think I will end there, and then we'll have some riders come up and make a few remarks afterwards.